Praise God.
I was just receiving some people coming from outside Lagos. The more interesting one among all of them is Brother Peter from Ebonyi. He came only to be baptized. Where is Brother Peter? Where are you? Come now. Come and greet them now. Come and greet them.
Praise the Lord.
Your wife.
Shalom, George.
Wait, Brother Peter. Your wife is complaining. Maybe she's watching you now. Your wife is complaining that you stop going to church. So you don't go to church again. Eh? So he came here to be baptized. He traveled from a boy. He said, just come here to be. Tell them your testimony.
Praise the Lord. Just like the pastor said, that my wife is complaining. In fact, she called him to tell him that I don't go to church again. Praise the Lord. What happened is that I gave my life to Christ a very long time ago, when I was 19. And by the grace of God, I tried my best to serve the Lord to the best of my ability. But it came to a time when I got tired of church. Do you know why? I just look at the world and I see the world collapsing gradually. And nobody is telling anybody anything about it. All I hear is, come to this church, the Lord will bless you. Give your life a meaning. The Lord will prosper you. You do, you know. So it becomes the order of the day until I get to the point that when I go to church, I am no longer comfortable. I'll stay, I sit down, I stand up, I walk around. I'm no longer comfortable. So I decided to stop. I made a covenant with God that by His grace, every 4:30 in the morning, I'll be with Him. What do? I worship God, I read my Bible, and I pray. Praise the Lord. So the thing continued like that for close to 2 years until one day I discovered Bread Assembly.
Hey, hallelujah.
So the day I discovered Bread Assembly in the television, I was listening. Initially, the first thing I did, this one I forgot to tell the pastor, was to compare his messages with that of my general overseer. And I told Madame, well, I've not been able to see any difference, so, but let's watch out and see. Praise the Lord. So, but after that, I listened to a message, why we are not denominationals.
Why we are not a denomination.
So, from there, I listened to another one, through water baptism. I said, this is it. Even though initially I was believing it and I was still trying to find out. Because I know there is a place in the scripture where the Bible says that after they are being taught, they went back to the Bible to find out if what they are being taught is the truth. Uh-huh. So when I listened about true water baptism, I went to the Bible. The thing ignited a kind of fire in me. So I started searching and searching until I began to see, and they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Glory!
So, because the Lord wanted to do something, it's as if any time I opened my television when I came up for my business, the only thing I hear is true water baptism. And the pastor will always say, the emphasis is the name. In fact, I was watching the day he gave an illustration with a brother that said, like, he said the brother to stand up. I said, what is your name? The person says, his name. He said, you are somebody's son. The man says, yes. And are you married? The man says, yes. Do you have a child? The man says, yes. I said, okay. He said, this man is somebody's father and also somebody's son, which means he's a father and a son. Uh-huh. But is his name father or is his name son? Uh-huh. He said, no.
Uh-huh.
He said, what then is your name? The man says his name, and the church begins to clap.
Clap your hands now. He was listening. He was listening.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Hello. I want to tell you, church, that I'm not new in Bread Assembly. I am an old member. Even though I am here for the first time. Praise the Lord. The bread hymn is also my family hymn in my family worship. Everybody here can sing, in my heart can sing the chorus. And The next step we are going to now, I want us to begin to learn the lyrics so I can even sing all of them off-head. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you, church, that you are privileged to be here. I'm not saying it to make anybody feel anything. But I want to tell you that the highest problem a man can have in Christianity in this age is to be in religious bondage. Do you know why? Once you are entangled in the spirit of religion, it takes only God himself to deliver you.
It's true.
I'm talking from experience. 20-something years experience in Christianity, in denominational, is not a joke. Praise the Lord. But I know that even if there's anybody here that is still under the bondage of religion, or maybe hearing my voice from anywhere in the world, the Lord that delivered me will deliver you in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Can we put our hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah. From Ebonyi, came across all through our broadcast, and his Christian life changed. He's not the only one, though. There are many more all around the world. Praise the Lord. And I know a brother arrived yesterday. Should it be John? You are the one from Spain? Oh, let's put our hands together. Come now, come. Praise the Lord. In Spanish, we say, Buenos dias. Good morning, everybody.
Amen.
Buenos dias.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I also, as I told you people earlier, I got
to know. Oh, you are testifying?
Yeah.
Hey, I wasn't here.
Okay. I got to know this, as I told you, through somebody, pastor, sent some DVDs to Impama de Mallorca. And she distributed it, but herself do not know the message. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Herself do not know the message. When as I gave the testimony, as I sat down there, my spirit was dealing with me. There are some things I did, which the Lord delivered me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For many years, I was in Germany, and I was dealing on drugs, seriously. Big time drugs.
Panadol, a bit fancy.
No, I was dealing on cocaine. Seriously. Even the police, they called me even to employ me, you know, to give them information. Praise the Lord. And nobody that does that can give it up easily, because it's a easy money. Praise the Lord. If I'm in the presence of God, I will not lie. If I need to raise 100,000 euro, I can give you three to four months, I will raise that money. Praise the Lord. But the time came, my spirit was judging me, and God released a problem on my way. And I told God, if you deliver me from this problem, any day I touch this thing, I touch it again, use me to show the whole world how powerful you are.
Amen.
And God delivered me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And as I said, when we were praying to come and do our water baptism here, me and my wife, we were praying for God to give us money, because the enemy is attacking my finance. And as my wife, see, every man should pray to have a wife that fears the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everything about me knowing the Lord always comes through my wife. It was my wife that I married, and God used her even to show me how to read the Bible, even how to pray before eating. I did not know it, because I was living in a godless nation. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And when he called pastor, and pastor said, I have a son in Alicante, by name Pastor Blessing. And we went there to do water baptism.
Yeah.
And the funny part of it, the day we are about to leave, pastor called Spain, and we were there. And he prayed for me and my wife. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And today, to the glory of God, we are having fellowship in my house. Those that are tired of the name.
Clap your
hands. We are
hungry
in my house. Praise the Lord.
Amen. It is wonderful to know that God's people are everywhere. People who love the truth. I understand it. Is there another person? Sorry, these are the ones I just got to know because they called me. Another person from outside Lagos. Let's greet you now. Who again? You come from outside Lagos. Who came from Belgium? Somebody came from Belgium? You? Two of you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Okay. Greet the church now. Greet the church. Greet
Hello, church. Praise the Lord. My name is Sandra. I'm from Belgium. Praise the Lord. Everybody know me here. I'm from Belgium, but always in Nigeria.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
My name is from Joseph, Brother Joseph, from Enugu.
Praise the Lord. My name is Honor Augustine. I'm from Ebonyi State.
Another Ebonyi.
I am very happy to be in your midst. And in fact, I cannot explain the type of joy I have to be here. I got to know Bride Assembly. Formerly, I was in Adamawa State. So I got to know Bride Assembly when we have crisis all over. So people were afraid to go to the church. So I am a person, I normally do night vigil. So one of the nights, I normally do night vigil with the redeemed. They are all night. So one night, I was searching around. It was a Friday. And they were not online. So I was, what will I do today? Maybe I have to do it alone. So I was just moving from one channel to the other. And behold, I saw all night Bride Assembly. So,
hallelujah.
I decided to join. And I had a message that I have never had all my life.
Hey!
You know, finally, I prayed. God have relocated me from Adamawa State. I'm presently in Ebonyi State. So, based on that, I decided to come today for water baptism.
For water baptism.
But when I came here, actually this morning, I was surprised that I was thinking that the church will be a very big mansion where there will be many, many congregations. But while I was seated, something came to me and it said, many are called, but few are chosen.
Hallelujah.
That those that are here are the few. And I thank God I'm part of them. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Somebody else. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I have testified in the morning bed.
It's like I miss a lot of testimonies today.
Yes, sir. Pastor, I was the one that called you and I told you that I am calling from Asaba.
Okay.
I've been longing to be here since. But the main point I came here was, I want to be baptized. Because I've been staying in my church. I'm a member of Mountain of Fire. I thought I was a born again. But as I heard your teachings, I know that I am nothing. That I have not even reached to one of born again. So I came to be baptized.
Hallelujah.
And it was my husband that discovered this channel. And since then, we have been watching it. And my husband that doesn't like to pray with us. All of us now, we pray. And even when we pray, my husband will prophesy. So I am happy.
Whoa.
I am so happy. Hallelujah. In fact, the joy and peace that I have not known in my family, my marriage. We have experienced joy in my marriage now. Before, I cannot travel and leave my husband though. But now, since we discovered this Bride Assembly, I can trust my husband. You understand what I mean?
I understand
women.
What you mean. I understand.
Now I
all the sisters, they understand what you mean.
But now, as I am leaving, I can trust my husband. Even yesterday that we arrived, my husband was calling me all throughout. And he said, hey, have you seen Pastor Alu? I said, don't worry. I will go there this morning. When I go out, I said, make sure that you see Pastor Alu. I said, so I want to tell. In fact, I am very happy. When we reached to the gate, even only stepping inside the gate, the joy, there was one kind of joy that filled me.
Hallelujah.
So I am happy. Praise the Lord.
Thank you very much. I'm our sister. Amen.
Praise the Lord. My name is Adedoyin. I'm from Ondo State.
Ondo.
One mommy gave one of your pamphlets to me, which I read. Won your pastor.
Won your pastor.
I was highly impressed. I now told her, please, mommy, let me go and for to copy this thing. It's not just to read it like that. I need to go through it again. She said, no problem. She said, it's of no need of even go and do this. Just take it. She said, it's God that taught her that she should give it to me, that she always met me because she came to my shop to buy things. That whenever she's in my shop, she met me reading Bible that I'm a Christian. She now gave it and said, so we can still find a pastor like this in this country.
Yay.
I said, it's wonderful. I wish to know that place. That mommy now told me about water baptism, that we should come together. We are here together for the first time today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your hands now. Now the pastor, I'll do this. Shake me first. We'll go see. We'll have the whole of this week to be together. God bless you. God bless you. We appreciate your coming. God bless you. You may be seated. God bless you. My brother said he thought you'd come and see a very big place. Maybe as big as Mountain of Fire or Redeem. And surprise, now one small place you see like this. Praise God. And there are more people around the world connected to us now than the people that are sitting down here. So we give God the glory. Praise the Lord. Chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 7 8 says, the bride has made herself ready. Praise the Lord. When somebody said that the evidence of the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues, we have tried in this church to prove that the evidence that you have the Holy Ghost is not speaking in tongue. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is a change of life, conversion. The life you live confirms whether you have had an experience with God or not. Our sister from Asaba has confirmed that her husband has changed. Yes, now. That is evidence of conversion. Not because the man speaks in tongue, but she has noticed there is a change. If you are born again, there must be a change. That is the evidence something has happened to you. And nobody go talk amo. Now people go see, say, you don't change. Thank God, that sister, that your husband, his eye is now single. Praise the Lord. So we welcome everyone. And somebody may be wondering, why will somebody travel all the way from Ebonyi? Why will somebody travel all the way from abroad to come to Nigeria here to be baptized? Why will somebody travel from outside Lagos just to come here to be baptized? When I went for a program in the north in December in Nasarawa State, people were traveling from other states in the north just to come and be baptized. And we baptized about 90 of them. But they are all going to churches. So if they have been going to other churches and they belong to one church or the other, and they will still travel to come here and be baptized, it means there is something that they have gotten to know about water baptism. About what we are saying concerning water baptism that made them to come here. Why we are saying this, there are some people also that have been coming here. They sit down here, look at us, boom. Nothing. Nothing will make them understand what we are saying. And we are not teaching you for water baptism so that you will come and be our church member. We don't have branches. And we don't believe in branches. And we will never have a branch anywhere. Because we are a Bible-believing church. We are part of God's last move before the rapture. To restore the church that has fallen away. Restore the church back to the Bible Christianity. Our faith back to the apostolic faith. And if you will come back to Bible Christianity, there are so many things that you will observe is done wrong in Christianity. Wrong. Very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. Apart from the ones that have no salvation virtue, but there are some, and that's the one we are more concerned with, that have salvation virtue. If you joke with it, you are joking with eternal destination. You see? There are many that have no salvation virtue, so we shouldn't fight about it. When a man says he's Reverend Thomas Nwoke, for instance, he's Archbishop Reverend Dr. Francis. Praise the Lord. All those big titles. You know, we shouldn't quarrel with them. You know, you can bear whatever you want to bear. The only thing we quarrel with is if you want to make it look as if it is part of the Church of Jesus Christ, then we who are Christians will tell you, that has nothing to do with Christianity. None of those titles they bear have anything to do with Christianity. It is the title for their church, their organization. It has nothing to do with Christianity. There is Catholic organization. And there are denominational organizations. And every organization have certain things they do that identify them for who they are. So that one, that's not our problem. Because I traveled to somewhere and to minister somewhere, and the Jew who invited me for the ministration was finding it difficult. He stood and said, I find it very difficult to introduce this man of God that is coming to preach. Because he says he is just brother. He says he's not reverend. And the person, the Jew, is Reverend Doctor, somebody. Now he's going to introduce a visiting minister from Nigeria. And then he battle. He didn't know how he would invite me. Eventually he said, well, you call yourself brother, but I know you to be apostle. He must find one title. Then they all stood on the clap hand. When I collected the microphone, now there I start my sermon. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I told them, I started from there. I told them, that is the beginning of the error. Errors that I have come to point out to you here in this country. And the truth is this. Let's face it. Somebody thinks that I want to be humble. That's why I'm saying I am Brother Moses. Of course, if you call me Pastor Moses, no problem. There are six offices in the Bible. Any other office outside of the six offices, you created them on your own. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. Five of them there. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, a pastor and teacher. Then 1 Timothy chapter 3, deacon, the office of a deacon. So you are either apostle somebody, prophet somebody, evangelist somebody, pastor somebody, teacher somebody, or deacon somebody. Six of them. But listen, church. Amen. That is the office of service. That is the office of service. I don't know how we make you understand this thing. Listen, when I call you brother, what is your name? Chimezie. When I call you brother Chimezie, when you call me, Chimezie, you call me brother Moses and Pastor Moses. Which one relates more closely to you? Is it pastor or brother?
Brother.
Do you understand? Which one links me, connects me to you?
Brother.
More. It's brother. And we are supposed to be brothers joined by one blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. So when I can relate to you as a family member, or I relate to you as a taskmaster. Somebody employed by your father to work as a servant. And a servant and a son, which office is higher?
Son.
Eh?
Son.
A servant and a son, which office is higher?
Son.
It's a son. So, but I have seen children of God that shake. When a servant of God come and say, you are talking to a servant of God like that? Instead of you to reply him, yes, because I'm higher than you. I am a son of God. You are a servant of my father. People no longer have revelation. Carry over. So people are acquiring title. But our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. As with victory is ours, who we are chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's original life. Back to original Christianity. That is what the restoration ministry is all about. Nothing more. And it's making it look as if we are sounding strange. We are not sounding strange. Anything. There's nothing we are saying that is not in the Bible. But it is strange to you because you have been out of the Bible for too long and gone too far from the Bible. And instead of imbibing the word of God, you have imbibed the teachings that the Bible called they teach for doctrine the commandments of men. No, we have Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is why we say, we are restored back to the Bible. Back to the Bible. Back to the Bible. If there's anybody sitting down here, you have not yet been baptized, you may be going to church. You may be speaking in tongues. You may be casting out devils. You may be, I don't know how, you know, you may be a worker in a church, but you have not yet been baptized. Water baptism, let me announce to you loud and clear, you have not yet started your Christianity. Amen. You have not yet started your Christianity. I don't know how many people are here today. You have not baptized yet. Wave your hand. It's nothing. We are here. This is a family talk. Now, am I your brother? I'm Brother Moses. If you are my brother, let's talk through to one another. Let's talk through. Wave your hand. Stand up. Let me see how many people have not baptized. You have not baptized at all before, whether even as a small pikin.
The baptism that I bear Emmanuel now.
You are bearing Emmanuel.
The man that I bear, one of the sisters that gave me the name, say my name is because of my, I'm only one person that my father born. They say God is with you. That your name is Emmanuel.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't baptized. I haven't used my hand.
Okay, you haven't got baptismal name yet.
But now I haven't.
They just give you that name. He didn't go with baptism. That's what you mean.
Yes, yes.
They just give you the name.
Yeah.
What is the name your papa gave you?
Ononipo. That is, I don't know. That is, person that is with you.
Then one woman of God came and gave you Emmanuel.
That is the sister.
A sister.
Reverend sister.
Reverend sister.
Yeah.
Gave you the name Emmanuel.
Yeah.
But they didn't baptize you to follow that name.
No, I don't
know. Sorry. Sit down. Yes, that's why you came today.
Yes.
Thank God you came today. Yes. Sit down. Let's clap our hands now, our brother. Sit down, sir. Sit down, sir. What of you?
Tarila,
which church should they go?
White garment.
Whether on a green garment, you get name. Which name?
Christ Power Church.
Aladura?
No.
Sele?
No.
Sabbath?
No, just Christ Power Church, just white garment.
White garment, Christ Power Church. You are not baptized there?
I know I'm baptized.
Why? How long have you been there?
For a long time, sir.
Long time?
Yeah.
God bless you, sir.
Yeah.
Sit down. Clap for yourself. No, you clap for yourself. For a long time, the church, you never baptized. You try. What of you?
I'm a member of Catholic.
And they don't baptize you when you're small now? They don't baptize you?
No, I didn't baptize.
Your papa don't carry you go, you don't get godmother?
No.
Godfather?
No.
No get baptismal name?
No, sir.
Not be serious Catholic. What of you?
I've never been baptized.
Which church they go?
Resurrection Praise Ministry for Africa.
Resurrection?
Praise Ministry for Africa.
For Africa?
Yes, sir.
What do you call that? Jehovah Sharp Sharp?
Yes, sir.
Sharp, sharp, sharp. Why have you not been baptized there? They don't baptize there?
No, I've never been baptized before.
They don't baptize there?
They baptize there, but me, I've never been baptized
before. Why did you not baptize?
I don't know, I've never been baptized before.
Why did you not? You just didn't want. You didn't want.
I want to baptize, but I've never been baptized before.
I want to know why now. There was no time.
Oh, that there's no time.
You are to go for school, baptismal school.
No, sir.
You are afraid you will fail.
No, sir. Not so. Not so.
Okay, God bless you.
Okay.
We are getting standing up. Sit down, sir. You too. Which church do you attend?
Anglican church.
Anglican?
Yes.
You have not been baptized?
No, sir.
Even small sprinkle like this, they don't sprinkle you water?
No, sir.
And Adia didn't born you?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
You are not a faithful Anglican. So, you have not even been confirmed.
No, sir.
So, you are not a communicant.
No, sir.
You are not a faithful one. Which church?
Sabbath.
Sabbath. You've not baptized?
No.
Why?
It depends the family I grew up with.
Okay. You are a Sabbath by birth?
By birth, yeah.
Okay. And that family didn't baptize you?
No.
Anybody
I have a baptist name.
Eh?
I baptize myself. Kind of.
I'm you baptize bright. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm bright. I choose my favorite name.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, I baptize my name. I baptize myself. I'm Chimeze by name. I'm Chimeze by name.
Yes.
Then my English name is Bright.
Your baptismal name is Bright?
Bright, yeah.
You baptize yourself?
Yeah.
That is how they baptize in Sabbath?
No. Because, you know, as a traveler, I'm supposed to have English name.
Okay, God bless you. I say your case is a different matter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Actually, okay, let me ask one more question. Is there anybody here, you have been baptized, but not in this church? Can you stand up? Let me see. You have been baptized, but not in this church. Now, those of you who came out here, I think you can sit down. Sister, you can sit down. We've had your own. Those of you who came out, you can sit down. Those of you standing, you have been baptized, but not in this ministry. But you have been baptized in your church. Now, not be offended by what I want to say. Okay, I'm not saying it to offend you. But I'm saying it because it is the truth. You know, sometimes truth is bitter. So what I want to say now may look one kind if you are just hearing me for the first time. Please, I beg you, I'm still your brother. Now, there are churches that baptize wrongly. That's why. I want you to know that whether the church you come from baptizes correctly or wrongly. So if you tell me the name of your church, if they baptize correct there, I will tell you correct. If you say it is wrong, and you tell me the name of your church, and I know, and they baptize wrong, I will tell you they are wrong. And I don't know how to be diplomatic when I talk my own. Not to insult anybody. But I say it like that so that you will have reason to listen, to go and study and see again. Which church, mommy?
United Evangelical Ministry.
United
Evangelical Ministry.
Okay, I don't know about that one. But sit down. What of you?
Internal Word Believers.
I don't know about that one too. You may sit down. If you are from that same church, please sit down. You go.
I'm a Catholic.
All Catholics baptize wrongly. So if you are from Catholic, standing up, please sit down. Your church baptizes wrongly. Wrong, very wrong. In fact, they started the error. What of you, sister?
CPM.
CPM baptizes wrongly. If you are from CPM, please sit down. What of you? Give her microphone, please.
Redeem.
Redeem baptizes wrongly.
I believed you, sir. You said it last time I came. I believed you. You have said it last time I came.
I've said it before.
Yes, sir.
You heard me.
Yes, sir.
And you believe it.
Yes, sir.
And you have not been baptized still.
I will.
You will now.
I want to take permission from my husband first.
You have to take permission from your husband. I love this type of marriage. That's a very wonderful wife, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Give her a microphone. One question for you. If your husband had refused, Uncle,
I will pray and God will turn his heart. I will pray.
Now,
I will keep on
praying. before the answer comes, while he's still proving stubborn, you can't die, Uncle.
I will not die. He will, by the grace of God.
But I'm giving you a factual question. Nobody will die. Nobody wants to die. I'm not wishing death. But who knows where you will die? When it comes to salvation, it's not a social gathering. That's why we sing one song in this song. How will they sing it? If you will go, not in me. If you will go, not in me. If you will go, not hinder me, I'm on my way to the glory land. Somebody called me from Benin Republic and said her husband warned her after she came across our teaching on the television and decided she wanted to go and correct her baptism. The husband warned her, if you go and baptize, marriage is over. We are Catholics. What did that man talk? Nonsense. So she called me and said, what should I do? I told her, I said, this is what you should do. When the man not there, sneak and go and baptize and come back. No tell her, say you don't baptize. They know they write down for forehead. You know the pin skin. And we are not even giving you baptismal certificate. It is a spiritual thing between you and your maker. Salvation is a personal thing.
Salvation is not a social thing. So don't hinge your salvation on another man. Don't be so submissive. Look, the Bible says, wives, submit yourselves to the husband as it is fit in the Lord. That's what the Bible says. So don't be bewitched by your husband to that level of the salvation of your soul. Hey, they hear me now. But thank God, he agree now. You never tell him. Oh, I just say don't tell him. Don't joke with your eternal destination. Don't do that. I repeat, don't use marriage and lose eternal life. See, what shall it profit a man if you get your husband and you lose eternal life? Stop that. If there are some husbands that will not allow you to pray in the house, some of you are married to occultic people. Anytime they pray, they'll tell you, stop this, fire, stop this. I say, oh, honey, I will stop. As the man come up, finish, and that's how they start your prayer. When you come, did you pray in this house today? Sure, you see, make us no pray. As the step up, finish, at that time, prayer will start. What are you saying? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Save yourself first, then begin to pray for him, for God to save him. And then the day that God saved him, then he sees the water baptism. You go lead them, say, now, can we go and baptize now? Then they say, don't do your own. This whole world can never hold me. Any moment I'll be gone. For I've made my consecration. And I have my wedding. Praise God.
Ew.
Then you tell him one day, say, Nana, you will not see your own. I don't baptize her since last year. Now my prayer make you don't baptize. So you don't baptize, say, I go follow and go. Now second time I had to baptize with you, so come on, finish. You say, if I follow you, I will go hell. Go and baptize. Don't joke with your eternal destination. Which church should they go? So you said now redeem baptizes wrongly. Yes. I just wanted to say, if you have to redeem, please sit down. What of you, sister?
Sabbath.
Sabbath baptized wrongly. Anybody from Sabbath? Sit down. Yes?
Anglican.
Anglican baptizes wrongly. Sit down, yes?
Deeper life.
Deeper life baptizes wrongly. No vex. Thank you. Yes? So if you are from deeper life, sit down.
The Apostolic Church.
They baptize wrongly. Sit down. Yes?
MFM.
MFM, Mountain of Fire, baptizes wrongly. Now MFM, they ain't come from Eboye to come baptize. So. Yes?
Seventh-day
Adventist Church baptizes wrongly. You are from there, sit down. Who again? Yes?
Pilgrim Baptist.
Eh? Any Baptist at all, they baptize wrongly, though they are Baptist.
Quiet Attention.
I don't know that one. Sit down, sit down, sit down. No, what of you?
Christ Power Church.
Christ
Power Church.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Okay.
Sit down. Yes?
Christ Apostolic Church.
CAC baptizes wrongly. If you are from CAC, please sit down.
Soul Rescue.
Eh?
Soul Rescue.
Soul Rescue.
Soul.
I hope.
Soul Rescue.
I hope they have rescued your soul. I don't know about them. Sit down. What of you, sir? Have you received the Holy Ghost? Give me a microphone. Have you received the Holy Ghost?
No, sir.
Eh?
No, sir.
No. No, sir. Your soul has not been rescued. Your soul has not been rescued. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, your soul is still with the devil. Yes?
Foursquare Gospel Church.
Eh?
Foursquare Gospel Church.
Foursquare. They baptized wrongly. Foursquare.
Methodist Church of Nigeria.
Eh?
Methodist Church of Nigeria.
They baptized wrongly. Their method is wrong. Yes?
MFM.
Eh?
Mountain of Fire. Miracle.
No, we don't hear. Mountain of Fire. Mountain of Fire. Yes. I've said it. I said you are from Mountain of Fire. Please sit down. You baptized wrongly. Yes?
The Lord chooses.
Lord chooses baptizes wrongly. Then they baptize. Then they baptize. Then they baptize.
Yes, sir.
Then they baptize wrongly. Sir, there are so many wrong things.
Excuse me, sir. Yes. I want to know how.
I will tell you, teacher, don't they talk? And I go sit down.
Because I
will prove unto you.
I saw you saying that many churches baptize.
That's what I'm saying, including your own.
He didn't emphasize or expatiate.
I'm still asking now. I never talked. I'm still asking now. Eh? Yes, sir. What of you?
Christ Holy Church, Odoziobodo.
Eh?
Christ Holy Church, Odoziobodo.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Flames of Redemption Gospel Church.
What?
Flames of Redemption Gospel Church.
Flames of Redemption. Beautiful name. I don't know it. Yes?
Eternal Order of Sacred Cherubim and Seraphim.
Eternal Order. Wonderful name. They baptized wrongly. Eternal Order. Yes?
God is able Christian ministry.
God is able. I don't know about that. Yes?
Church of Christ.
Church of Christ. I don't know about them. I hope it is the same Church of Christ I know. Eh? Headquarters in America. Is it the same Church of Christ in America? Yes?
Assemblies of God Church.
Assemblies of God baptizes wrongly.
I have a question. Please, Pastor.
Eh?
I have a serious question here. Because the day I was baptized in Assemblies of God, there was something that happened. That
please,
I cannot
put my brother over here.
The day I was baptized, we were baptized together in Assemblies of God. That day, God revealed to me that He's going to show somebody something. And that very day after we came back for the communion, I saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, first of all, appeared. He appeared and He walked among ourselves. He mocked all the people that were baptized that day. He walked through us. And then second revelation was that He saw Jesus Christ on the cross. After we had the communion, that's why the sister came out to testify.
You, that is the testimony of the sister. You, come, what did you see?
What I can say about that is that God told me that He's going to show something before the revelation to the sister.
You, did you see anything?
No.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. God will honor your faith anywhere He finds that faith. I heard this morning. And one of the reasons why a sister finds it difficult to leave Mountain of Fire or to hear my teachings and agree with me on some of my teachings concerning women pastors, I have proved it from the scripture that it is not the perfect will of God. The Bible forbids woman pastor. The Bible forbids woman pastor. But this particular woman is pastoring a particular sister. A sister has her pastor pastoring an MFM branch. She was testifying that the woman pastor was testifying that she spent so many years looking for fruit of the womb. And anywhere she went looking for the fruit of the womb, they told her it was because she refused God's call.
And so, until she answered the call of God, when she answered the call of God, she took in, now she has children. So how can Pastor Moses say that it is wrong for a woman to pastor a church? It's not Pastor Moses, it is the Bible. The mystery of salvation is deeper than that. Praise the Lord. The mystery of salvation is deeper than that. If you are going to base your salvation on a gift, a vision you see, a voice you hear, a sensation you feel, Satan will give them to you, nyafu, nyafu. There is a guide that God has left for the church. That guide is the Bible. Test everything you see, everything you hear, test it from the Bible. Test it with the Bible. And I have preached a message that I titled The Perfect Will of God and the Permissive Will of God. The Perfect Will of God and the Permissive Will of God. And I have used several instances to prove that a lot of people are today walking in the permissive will of God and not the perfect will of God. But it is only the perfect will of God that shall stand. I preach another message with a very controversial title, that a title, being deceived by God. Can God deceive somebody? Yes, God can deceive somebody. And I prove in the Bible. And that's the message that we, in our website, is the most visited. So many people have downloaded it. Thousands of people that visit our website. Because people think that they're in the perfect will of God. The reason is because anointing still they flow, nyafu, 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 nyafu. But unknown to them, there is something known as the spirit of delusion. I think I preached another sermon entitled The Spirit of Delusion. People don't know. Things are happening in the kingdom and people don't even know. That in the church of Jesus Christ, listen church, in the church of Jesus Christ, there are two groups of people known as the wheat and the tares. They are all in the church of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 13, parable there from verse 24, the parable of the sower. He went and the owner of the farm planted good seed. The Bible, the parable says, when men slept, the enemy went to that same farm and planted his own seed also there. But the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth those that are his. That is what the Bible says. That field is the church. The two seeds are in the church. And those two seeds, God is dealing with the two seeds. The two groups of people, God is dealing with them. He has an anointing he deals with the tares. And he has an anointing he deals with his own that he planted there. So when he's dealing with those planted by the devil there, people will think that it means approval from God. But it is a delusion to make them believe a lie. And in believing that lie, they might be destroyed. Who have no love for the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. I am quoting 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11, verse 12, down like that. They have no love for truth. He will do that, cause to deceive. He deceived Ahab. He deceived Ahab to go to a battle, so that in going for that battle, he will go there and die. The Bible says so. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He told Ezekiel another time. He said, these people are coming to inquire of me with their idols in their heart. If anybody of them come like that, he said, I, the Lord, will answer them by myself. I will answer them according to the idols of their hearts. Try to get that message, deceived by God. He said, if a prophet be deceived, he said, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. To make that prophet prophesy lie to another person, God say he is the one that did it. Salvation is very deep. Let me give you one last one. Do you know? I have said this several times. For those hearing me for the first time, I have a very wonderful example of the man of God, Moses. Say, Moses was leading the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land. And the Bible said that one time they got thirsty. They needed water. What did God tell Moses to do for the water to come out from that rock? Strike the rock. He went and struck the rock. Water came out. Listen, oh, water came out. They drank it and there was revival. Time went on again. The same test came back. The same situation arose. And they began to cry again. Moses went interceding. That same rock appeared again. And God told Moses to go and speak to the rock, and water will come out. Moses went to that rock. But out of anger, instead of speaking, what did he do? He struck the rock again. Is that what God told him to do? What did God tell him to do? Speak. But what did he do? God says, speak, and the water will come out. But he did the wrong thing. He struck the rock. But one would have expected that since he didn't do what God told him to do, water will not come out. He did the wrong thing, struck the rock, and water came out. The people that were thirsty drank the water, and there was revival. Revival. They were drinking. Kai, this Moses is truly a man of God. Anytime you need water, just go to him. So the mystery there is, water wouldn't have come out. But water came out, even though he did the wrong thing. But while they were having a revival, a death sentence was on Moses for that action. That's what you should know when you want to study characters in the Bible, to know how God is dealing with his people. They were enjoying revival under that woman pastor. But unknown to them, she's out of the will of God. That's why Will Abraham preached a message that he titled Doing God a Service Without It Being His Will. Praise the Lord. And there are, I preached another message. I titled Running Without a Message. Another character in the Bible by the name of Ahimaaz. You are running to go and deliver a message and you don't have a message. There are people that are saying they are pastors and they have churches and there is no message they are giving. The only message is the same message that Ahimaaz gave when he came before the king. It's all well. He said, all is well. The only one, Samuel, all is well. You will make it tomorrow. All of you will be millionaires. God has sent me to tell you that you will make it. Just so. Make sure you pay your tithes. So in the man of God, come and touch my shoe. Praise the Lord. Amen. All of you that go to places that anointing attracts you, be very, very careful. Oh. Be very, very careful. God will forgive me if I'm wrong, because I'm speaking this from a very sincere heart. That I have a lot of questions on those men of God that are anointed, that if they touch everybody will fall. Everybody they touch will fall. It is not possible for everybody to fall under anointing. The anointing that everybody falls, I question it. Now you know what you put for that handle? It's not possible.
There are people that even if you don't touch them, if the presence of God comes down, they will fall. Very light in the spirit. But there are some that if they shake hands with Jesus, nothing will happen. It is their nature, and that doesn't mean they are not spiritual. It depends on your spiritual makeup. If we enter spirit, when we pray now, if I pass through here now, some people will start falling under anointing. Whereas some, I go hold them like this. They go look at me, how now, how now? Amen. Then some believe that if you don't fall down, you don't receive. It's a lie. If you don't fall down, you don't receive. There is nothing like that in the Bible. We receive because we believe. We receive because we believe. Yes, depending on your problem. If the demon is living inside of you, when you are being prayed for, the demon inside can react. But there are some problems we have that the spirit is not living inside of us. There is demonic possession and there is demonic oppression. When the devil is attacking you from outside, there will be no manifestation in you now during deliverance. Because it's not in you. The manifestation will take place where he is, where the witch is doing the thing that has locked your business here. Your business, not the work again. Then I say, for since when? A witch telling me, telling you, tie you down, tie your business, the money when you give them, you use them, tie them for one cord. Then I say, do you want deliverance now? Say, then you fall down. What has that got to do with what is happening in the village? You fall down to go to the village. So many people will go to church and then they will leave and think they have not been delivered because there was no sensation. That's wrong. Amen. And to start with, if you fall down, you stand up. See, I'm a very practical believer. It doesn't mean nothing to me. If I'm praying for you, you begin to manifest, fall under anointing. Where my mind is say, God is away the road for ground. When you stand up, I hope the thing don't finish. Somebody say, you get belly, problem, stomach in the trouble. Trouble, stomach trouble. And then I'm praying for you. As soon as I lay my hand finish. That's why they look the person. He says, stomach the warrior. Now, the Lord they pray for, in the manifest. Oh, yeah, now. When you finish, you stand up. I go, say, yeah, stand up. You don't finish. Stand up. Check now. If the thing don't go, where did they manifest? If you still say the stomach is still there, then where did they manifest? Praise the Lord. So if you like, fall down. If you like, kneel down. If you like, cry. My own is, your cry means nothing. It's not a testimony. I hope you know it's a testimony that I pray for you, Father. Your testimony is that your life changed. Something happened. That demon left. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Going to baptize some people now, quite alright. But every deliverance program we hold, in fact,
every major program we hold here, we always start the message with the teaching on water baptism. The reason is this, church. There can never be a true deliverance without your sins being remitted first. When the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and verse 11, talking about the accuser of the brethren, that accuses us day and night, the Bible says that, and the accuser of the brethren was overcome by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So what is the overcoming power? The overcoming power is in the blood of the Lamb. Now the meaning of that statement, not too many people know it. They think it means when you jam any problem, you shout, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Satan too can repeat blood of Jesus. So we try to take time. We always get our water ready. But today we baptize some people too. Today, for those who are ready, we must baptize. If not, you are wasting your time. We know what is true deliverance. You know, for about 4 weeks, we were taking the topic I was teaching here, how to pray. Because some people don't even know how to pray. Some churches that you think they are praying ministry, they are just noise-making ministries. Nothing. When you go for prayers, you have a problem. The first thing they will tell you is, go and do some dry fasting. MFM. Praise God. You know, it's against our ministerial ethics as taught to speak against any man of God or any ministry. Don't speak. If you speak, they say you are condemning. Stop it. Nalayo. Anywhere we know something is going, doing, they are doing anything wrong, we must speak against it too. And my Bible tells me that God is no respecter of persons. MFM, that deliverance is unscriptural. And those of you who broke out from MFM and you are continuing with the same teaching you learned from your mother church, it's wrong teaching. Nowhere in the Bible that says before you can receive anything from God, you must do a dry fasting. There's nothing like that. I am a deliverance minister. And I do deliverance. It is part of your deliverance now. All this I'm saying now. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He said, why are his people destroyed? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's something you should know. It's not fasting. Your son does not come fasting before asking you for his school fees. Does he? No, does he? When he's hungry, he needs food. Eh, mommy? All he shouts is, mommy, I want food. Praise the Lord. Even at odd time. Eh? My wife told me last week or so, it's a very odd time. She was very tired. He said, my daughter woke her. I said, about a 20 months older baby. He said, woke her. Mommy. Say what? I want food. That is midnight prayer. The mama woke up. Amen. Prepared the food. Gave her and slept. And in the morning was said, do you know this girl woke me up in the night? Say one food. At her age. She didn't need to fast. And they said, but the Bible says, and they are quoting Matthew 17, this type cannot go except by fasting and praying. And they are misinterpreting that scripture. As I have taught before, try and get it. The tapes are ready there. The title is How to Pray. And he says, as so many people have called me all around the world, thanking me for that message. They learned so many things. Eh? A sister told me that the message I preached them for yesterday, that some statements I made, he said, it relieved so many people. Eh? She said, it relieved so many people of certain things, you know, they found themselves in. Like when I tried to define unforgiveness, a lot of people don't even know the meaning of unforgiveness. I tried to explain it. You know, the mistaken anger for unforgiveness. You offend somebody, he's angry, then you say he has unforgiving spirit. That's not unforgiveness. I have explained that. Just using that, I have tried to let you people know through that teaching also that Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 5, he said, this is how you should pray. Pray in this manner. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And then some of our churches call it our Lord's Prayer. When it is time for prayer, you stand up. Can we say our Lord's Prayer? Then everybody recites it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be. Some of you, family prayers in the morning. Now, family prayers be that too. Family devotion. Our Lord's Prayer. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine is the power forever and ever. Amen. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless you. We have prayed. The disciples asked Jesus, right? Why couldn't we cast out that spirit? And Jesus said that this type of spirit cannot go except by fasting and prayers. Except by fasting and prayer. He's not saying that the man that is coming sick of HIV AIDS should go and do dry fasting. He's possessed with a lunatic spirit. You say, don't give him food. Let him do dry fasting. Madman. He said, but let the penna. You don't know whether I host the warrior. You said, dry fasting. No. What that scripture Jesus said was telling his disciples, he said, it is only the man that fasts, the minister that is into fasting and praying, that can cast out that spirit. When me and they pray, when I go to sleep, you won't stand or cast her out. So it is not the sick person, the person that comes for prayer that will do the dry fasting. It is the minister that will conduct the deliverance that we fast. So these are some of the errors we talk about. Now, concerning water baptism. Water baptism is the first step you take once you give your life to Christ. Therefore, water baptism, as soon as you made up your mind to give your life to Christ, you have repented. Any attempt to delay your water baptism is wrong, is dangerous. On the day of Pentecost, after Peter preached Acts 2, verse 36, men and brethren, he said, the Bible said they were pricked in their hearts. In verse 37, they began to ask the disciples, men and brethren, what shall we do? On that same day, after his message, and he said, repent, that is number one, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said that very day, 3,000 of them were baptized. There was no baptismal school. It's a waste of time. Praise the Lord. There was no baptismal school. It's a waste of time. If you fail, you repeat. You fail, you repeat. Number one, repent. Once you have repented, listen, what is water baptism? Water baptism is you identifying with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's all. That's all. That's what water baptism is all about. That's all. Nothing more than that. I believe that it's for my sake he went to the cross on Calvary.
I believe I am the reason he died. He died the death that I should have died. He took all my sins upon himself and he nailed them on the cross on Calvary. He took all the curses and nailed them on the cross on Calvary. By his stripes I am healed. And he died. The grave could not hold him captive. On the third day, he defeated death. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I know, I believe, as he has promised, that he is the resurrection and the life. That as grave could not hold him captive, grave will not hold me captive too. I will live eternally with him. You believe it? Yes. Go and preach to all nations. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 16, he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not is damned already. If you believe, you believe what? You believe what happened on the cross on Calvary. And you baptize to demonstrate what you believe. That's what water baptism is. And as you do that, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22, he says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Our sins can only be remitted through the blood of Jesus Christ. That is why he said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb there on the cross on Calvary. When he gave up the ghost, before he gave up the ghost, he shouted, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. What is finished? The blood that was shed on the cross on Calvary, hallelujah, washed our sins. Broke the power that the enemy has over us. He has no power again over us through the blood of Jesus Christ. You cannot shout blood of Jesus Christ and it will be effective to you until you have identified with that blood. And how do you identify with it? It's through water baptism. And so, water baptism, now, quickly, anything that has salvation virtue, Satan must enter there. That is the process of justification. Whereby you enter that water, and as you come out, every sin you have ever committed in your life is remitted, and you stand before God as if you have never sinned before. That is justification through his blood. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. I love to sing some songs like that. That means so much. They excite me so much. The songs of redemption. It means so much to me. The devil cannot accuse you of anything anymore. The joy about the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I say, what do you call it? Fruit of the Womb program about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Here. I said, when the Lord revealed to me, a sister, that a demon was demanding 1,000 naira and 4 kola not before he will leave you. The sister here today? Not come today? Okay. Now, he said he must, that is what the shrine paid. They married her to a shrine and the shrine paid 1,000 naira and 4 kola not. The demon, that is what they gave them. And I was ministering and the Lord was showing me that thing. Amen. Now let me tell you, I don't know whatever it is Satan is accusing you of. Whatever it is, Jesus has paid the price. Oh, it is, I'm not speaking religion, I'm speaking revelation. That's the difference between Christianity and other religions. I hear the Savior say, thy strength is born, child of weakness.
Yes, watch out.
That's a song.
Finding me, thine all in all.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, baby.
Oh, he paid it all.
Come to him alone. Sing how let a crimson stain.
It's paid it all complete on the cross on Calvary. How many abortions you ever committed? He paid it all. How many robberies you committed? How much you have stolen? How many people you have witched before now? How many people you have killed? No matter what, the breach of the blood of Jesus Christ, that stain, the blood of Jesus Christ washed it. Even God cannot see it, cannot see our sins. The accuser of the brethren, therefore, who accuses you to be the reason why your deliverance cannot be permanent? Satan, he will look for that thing, he cannot see it again. They ask me why I'm happy, so I just tell them why.
Because my sins are gone,
my sins are gone.
See when I'm in, how when I'm in the surface, who asks me where they are? I say, my sins are gone.
Oh, we are a day.
We are underneath the blood.
Under the blood.
On the cross of Calvary.
As where they are.
As far removed as darkness is from gone. In the sea.
Bless your God's
water. As good as
you are for me.
Praise God.
You see how important water baptism is. You die with him, it's repentance. You are buried with him, it will be by immersion. Because it is burial. That is why I say Catholic you are wrong, Anglican you are wrong. It must be burial. Water must cover you. I'm telling you now, Brother Chusi. That's why I'm just starting from Anglican, I'm coming to you. Anglican or Catholic? Praise the Lord. When somebody dies, you bury him, you cover him. You don't sprinkle sand on somebody and say, I have buried you. You must cover. So water baptism, correct water baptism is by immersion. Any other baptism you did, other than by immersion, it is wrong. Okay. One of Assemblies of God, they do it by immersion. Four Square, they do it by immersion. Baptist, they do it by immersion. Why do you say, Brother Moses, why do you say they are wrong? This is why they are wrong. Because they misinterpret Matthew chapter 28 verse 19. The formula for baptism is Matthew 28 verse 19. It is not just by immersion, it is in a name. And that name is in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Father has a name, Brother Chusi.
Sir, you are still saying something I'm saying. Like, you asked me a question. Your question was, you said that, do they really baptize there? That was what you asked me.
No, you say yes now.
I said yes.
Yes, and yes. I said, but they baptize wrong.
There's something you said now.
Yes.
You said that the true baptism is by immersion.
Yes.
And you quoted the book of Matthew.
Yes.
So you later say something now about some churches you mentioned.
Yes.
That this is why you say they are wrong.
Yes.
Because they were not baptizing in the name of the God the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit.
I didn't say so.
Okay.
Well, no, I didn't say so.
Okay.
I mentioned some churches now.
Yes.
I said, let me tell you now.
Yeah.
That although they baptize by immersion,
mm-hmm.
I said, they still baptize wrongly. I said, let me now tell you why I said those who baptize by immersion baptize wrongly.
Yeah.
That's what I want to explain now.
All right. Okay. So, but okay. Until
Give me microphone. Praise the Lord.
I was thinking that you said, since you said that it didn't say soon. So when I was knowing, I wanted to know, because all of us we are learning. No man is an island. I can learn something here. And
I can learn from you too.
And it helped me.
It can help me too. Yeah. I learn from you. We learn from each other. That's why I give you microphone now.
Yeah.
Openly.
Yeah.
You know? So if I say anything wrong, yeah, and you know the correct one, you teach me. Yeah. We're interacting now. We are like, brothers, isn't it?
Like in baptism, I read my Bible. I read my Bible. I'm a Christian.
Now, just let me tell you where. First and foremost, you ask a very relevant question.
Yes, sir.
When I say, do they baptize at all?
Yeah.
So how then, if I don't know whether they baptize or not, yeah, how then do I know whether they baptize correctly or not?
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you how I know they don't baptize correctly.
Yeah.
Every Trinitarian church baptizes wrongly. And I know they're a Trinitarian church.
Every Trinitarian?
Yes.
Okay, appreciate what you mean by Trinitarian, sir.
God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
All right. Okay. So
that concerning the revelation of the Godhead, that God, the revelation of Godhead is three persons in one God. They are Trinitarian churches, and it is wrong doctrine.
All right.
So, and once they believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, they will never understand Matthew 28 verse 19. Because they think that go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. They take it to their Trinitarian understanding. It means Father, you baptize for Father, you baptize for Son, you baptize for Holy Ghost. But that is not what that scripture is saying. What that scripture is saying is the emphasis there is the name. You are to baptize in the name.
In the name of the God the Father.
He didn't say God the Father.
Okay.
He said baptize in the name of the Father. Can you open your Bible? Pick it now. Don't talk of it. Okay, can you read the screen?
He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations.
You know why I'm making you this? You know why I choose you?
No, sir.
I met Lazarus Mocha one day on the road.
You met him on the road?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some few years back.
Yeah.
And when they were harassing us up and down, I challenged him. Why are you harassing us? We are supposed to be brothers. And in the course of our discussion, he made a statement. He said he can teach me Bible.
He said so.
Yes. And I told him, of course, I don't know all. I can learn from you.
Yeah.
Now, see the Bible where it teach you. Now, me, I call correct now.
No, sir, I never said it.
Oh, yeah, go back to the screen.
All right. Okay. He said, go in, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father.
See, you went to school.
Yeah.
Is it names or name?
In the name of the Father.
Is it names or name?
In the name of the Father.
That means one name. Correct?
Of the Son.
No, answer me first. Let's take it step by step.
Yeah, all right.
That means it didn't say names.
In the name of the Father.
That is singular, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, it means the Father has a name.
Yeah.
It means the Son has a name.
Yeah.
It means the Holy Ghost has a name.
Yeah.
Now, what is the name of the Father?
The name, it means that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they are one. That's what it means, that they are one.
If they are one, what is their name?
Okay. Let me answer you the question. I say what the name. Okay. Like as you are now, we know you as a brother Alu. When you are, let us assume that I know you well. If I come to see you, for example. Then I enter into your office to see you. Maybe you are inside the inner office. And I know your voice. I know you well. And if somebody tells me that you are not around, maybe while I've heard you say, how did you talk? Understand what I'm saying? I just want to tell you what it means by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Father is the person. The Son is the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit
sir,
of God.
Sir, I tried to help you by stopping you. Before you know what, people who are following, they will soon start shouting at you.
No,
listen, brother. There is something about Bible study.
What I'm saying in a nutshell.
Listen, sir. Let's talk. Give him microphone.
What I'm saying in a nutshell.
No, when you talk, then me too, I go talk. Then you go talk. Then me, I go talk. Then you go talk.
All right.
You go talk.
All right.
So that we can talk, jam, talk. Listen, brother. When we come to Bible study.
Yes, sir.
The best thing that can happen to you is put whatever you think you know before aside. It will help you.
Yes.
Because you soon discover that you thought you know, only to see that you didn't know anything. Let me see something. Let me just ask you a very simple question.
Yeah.
Now, I thought we were going to algebra, but let's go to ABC first.
Okay, sir.
Now that scripture says, go and baptize in the name of the Father.
Yeah.
Now, if you are truly studying the Bible,
yeah,
it means the Father has a name. Am I correct?
That was what you asked me.
No, just simple.
Yes, sir,
is that correct?
Yes, sir.
It simply means the Father has a name. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
But that Father is not the name. Am I correct?
You see, baptized in the name of the Father.
That's what you are repeating what I'm saying now.
Yeah.
The name of the Father, it means the Father has a name.
Yeah.
Now, I'm saying that, but Father is not the name. Okay? Let's leave Father first. And what?
And the Son.
Now, what is the name of the Son?
The name of the Son is Jesus Christ.
So if you
are
to baptize,
the Word of God.
We are going for that. I also know him to be Alpha and Omega.
Okay.
I also know him to be the Lamb of God. We know him to be. I didn't say he's the Word of God. We know.
Yeah.
We are trying to interpret a scripture.
Yeah.
Okay. I am saying here, baptize in the name of the Father.
Yeah.
You have problem with that. I'm going to the one that you won't have problem. The name of the Son is who?
Jesus Christ.
If you are to baptize in the name of the Son, which name will you use in water baptism?
Jesus Christ.
If you go to the water and say, I baptize you in the name of the Son, have you called the name of the Son?
That's what the scripture said.
Yes, that is what the scripture said.
Yeah.
Yes, it's correct. The scripture said, baptize in the name of the Son.
Son, yeah.
And you know the name of the Son.
Yeah, I know the
what name. Is the name of the Son?
The name of the Son is Jesus.
So, if you are to obey what that scripture says, which name will you baptize in?
The scripture did not say, baptize in the name of Jesus. It said, baptize in the name of the Son. That word is Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Okay, one more question.
Yes, sir.
You know, Brother Peter from Ebonyi. Where, Brother Peter?
Say one more question.
You know, you made a statement. You said the worst thing that can happen to anybody is what?
Religious bondage.
Religious bondage.
Yes,
you know, he is not ready to hear what I'm saying because it is contrary to what he has been taught. Nothing more than that. Let me ask you one more question, sir. After that, I will rest my case. Sir, you have a father.
Yes, I have a father.
What is the name of your father?
The names of my father.
Just give me one name.
My father had three names.
Give me one name of your father.
Okay, one. The first name he answers is Godson.
The name of your father is who?
Godson, his first name. Godson, Godson, G-O-D.
Godson. Okay, Godson.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I ask you to go and do something in the name of your father, yeah, which name will you use?
I will use in the name of my father, in the name of Godson, and do the same.
Eh?
The name of my father, and do it.
I say, if I ask you to go and do something in the name of your father, which name will you use?
If you tell me to go and do something in the name of my father, I will go and do it in the name of my father.
Sir,
let me understand.
Sir, what is the name of your father, Godson?
Yeah, the name of my father is Godson.
If I say, go and do something in the name of your father, which name will you use?
I will use the name of Godson and do it.
You will use the name Godson.
Yeah.
You will use the name Godson.
Yeah.
You will not go again and call Father there, will you?
I will call my father's name Godson.
Because you know his name.
Yes, of course.
What is his name?
The name of my father is Godson.
Not Father.
That is my father. His name is Godson.
But his name is not Father.
Yeah.
Is his name Father?
I call him Father, Daddy. And his name is Godson.
What is the difference between the word Father and the name Godson? What's the difference?
There is no difference, sir.
No difference.
I can't call my father Godson in public. I can't call him face to face Godson. I call him Father. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, go and think on this. Go and think on this. Jesus Christ. Listen, Jesus Christ gave the commandment that we should go and baptize in the name, one name, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Those he told included Peter. In Acts chapter 2 verse 38, Peter went and baptized according to that commandment in the name of the Lord Jesus. Philip, in Acts chapter 8, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Apostle Paul, Acts chapter 19, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Were they wrong?
No, they're not wrong. The three are one, because they can't be wrong. They're not wrong. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are one. The Bible says that there are three things that bear witness.
God bless you. God bless you. Now, can you screen John chapter 5, verse 43? Can you read it, sir?
Verse 43 said, I am come in my Father's name.
Who is the one speaking?
That Jesus Christ is speaking.
What did he say?
He said, he came in his Father's name.
What is the name he came in?
He said, his Father's name.
What is the name?
I don't want to quote, sir. What I saw is his Father's
I'm
name.
I'm asking you based on what you read now.
His Father's name.
Who is the person speaking?
Jesus.
So it means Jesus is the name of his Father, isn't it?
If you are, okay, excuse me, sir. Sir, if you are my Father, and you send me to go... No, excuse me, sir. I'm getting you now. If you are my Father, and you send me an errand to go and represent you somewhere and speak on your name, when I get...
Can you screen another scripture for him? John chapter 14.
When I get there, will I speak
John
in my name?
John chapter 14, verse 26.
My name is David, or will I speak in your name as Godson? Do you see what I'm
Can you read this one again?
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh. Who is the person speaking?
I don't know, sir.
Who is speaking? You don't know this scripture?
No, he said, but the Comforter.
Who is the person speaking in John chapter 14?
Let me read it finish. I will know who is speaking.
Oh, you don't know?
Let me just quote.
Okay, go back. Go back to verse... Go back to verse 6. Say it.
Sir, but before I read this... The first question you asked, I have not come into the
I'm place coming of verification. There now. I'm the one asking question. Are you asking me or I'm asking you?
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Okay. Now, the whole of that chapter 14, it was Jesus Christ talking to his disciples.
All right.
Now go to verse 26. Now,
then, but the Comforter,
yes,
which is the Holy Ghost,
uh-huh,
whom the Father will send in my name.
In which name will the Father send the Holy Ghost?
In Jesus' name. Now,
so what is the name of the Holy Ghost?
The name of the Holy Ghost is not Jesus. It can't be. No, it's not. It's not. Okay, see. This mistake now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, my brother has locked his heart. He has so locked it until he cannot receive any further light to anything he knows. And yet, every day, my brother, praise the Lord.
Okay, please, so I'm ready to learn.
No, you are not ready to learn.
I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to learn, sir.
No,
I'm
listen now. Learn. Okay, so you can meet me one-on-one. Eh? So that we can talk. You understand? But I am telling you, if that is the mindset you have concerning Bible, you will never be promoted to the next level spiritually. See, there is something that Apostle Paul said. First, the Bible says, without faith, he said, it is impossible to please God. That faith, the word faith there, is revelation. Sir, I'm quoting Bible for you. Do you know that scripture? Fine. Now, the Bible said, the just shall live by faith. In that verse 17, it said, Apostle Paul, In Romans chapter 1 verse 16, he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for it is the power of God unto salvation. He said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, from revelation to revelation, from revelation to revelation. You know what? I love praying. I love to pray. But 3 weeks ago or so, last month, I was praying on my bed on a Thursday in the morning.
And the Lord told me after I prayed, he said, I don't pray well. He said, do you know you have not prayed? This is not how to pray. And I would have told him, Holy Ghost, fire on that voice talking to me. But you must be humble enough to know that God is so mysterious that you get to know him more and more every day. He gets to know better and better and better and better. You know what? The mystery of salvation is so deep. The mystery of salvation is so deep, so deep. The day I found out that salvation is not for all. Now people like you will argue, John 3:16 says, for whosoever believeth, whosoever, it means for all. Praise the Lord. But in verse 6 of Romans chapter 9, Apostle Paul said, not all Israel are of Israel. Not all Christians are of Christ. How do I know? Parables, there are tares and weeds all calling on Jesus. So, it's not everybody. And now, I was even more shocked to discover. I didn't discover it one day. Every day it was coming. I said, I discovered there is a book of life with names that have been written from the foundation of the world. Who are those names there? The names of those who will be saved. So if you are saved today, it is because your name is there. From that day, when I hear your Jew praying prayer of salvation and saying, Lord, write their name in the book of life, I will laugh. I have no better than him in that area. Because nobody will be written, no name will be written there. Because the names have already been written from the foundation of the world. That is why that songwriter says, are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Saved by which number? For no one of God. And all scriptures say, that's why I preach the message, a title, salvation is not for all. John chapter 6 verse 44. He said, no man can come to Christ except the Father who sent Jesus, draw you to Jesus Christ. So if you're a Christian today, it is the Father that draw you down. Praise the Lord. No, I want to be very careful with you because you can repent tomorrow. But honestly speaking, praise the Lord. Number one evidence of the Holy Ghost is the word test. William Branham taught us that. Look, the Bible said the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Number one evidence of the Holy Ghost, that you have received the Holy Ghost, is not the number of scriptures you know. Number one evidence, brother, is that the Holy Ghost dwelling inside of you wrote the Bible. All scripture is written by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. If you are confronted with something that the Holy Ghost wrote in the scripture, and you have the Holy Ghost inside of you, the Spirit inside of you will receive it. If there is a spirit rejecting it, then it is not the same spirit that wrote the Bible that is in you. I think I should not go any further. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? The Father is Jesus. The name of the Father, he gave it to his Son. Because for God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. That is why he placed his name. Where he is doing his redemption is in the Son. That's why Jesus says in that same John 14, he said, if you see me, you see the Father. Why are you asking again? Why? Because Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 said Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. Hallelujah.
Amen. He said the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him bodily. Fullness. Fullness. And 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. He said, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. He said, God was manifested in the flesh. Amen. That's why he's called Emmanuel. God with us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The name of the Son is the name of the Father, because that is the name of God for redemption. God has many names, but he always takes a name reflecting what he's doing at any given time. Now is the day of salvation, so his name will reflect salvation. Yeshua means Jehovah saves. He is saving now. The Bible says Jesus is coming in a new name, because he's no more coming to save. He's not coming to judge. So his name will reflect judgment when you'll be coming back. And it is the name of the Father. It is the name for our salvation. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17. In words or in this, whatever you do, do all where? Do all where? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Scream for us. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15. Ephesians chapter 3. Go to verse 14. Let's read from verse 14 and 15. He said, for this cause, are you hearing? For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. What is our family name? Jesus. What is our family name? Jesus is our family name. Because Jesus is the name of our Father. The Son is bearing that name. And the Holy Ghost is coming in that name. The name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. And the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Is to take somebody to the water and baptize you according to Matthew 28 verse 19. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You bring the person out. You have baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. One name given among men whereby we might be saved. Praise the Lord. One name. One name. One name. One name. One name. One name. One name, one name, one name, one name, one name. Hey! Go and rebaptize! There was a question that Apostle Paul asked. Screen one scripture for us. Acts chapter 19. The first five verses there. Let's read it. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper courts, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Verse 3. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Verse 4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Jesus Christ. Verse 5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, brother, unto what then were you baptized? Eh? Unto what were you baptized? Eh, what do you say?
I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Clap for yourself. Everybody will go the way it is written of you. One thing I wanted to break down for him was, listen, this Bible, it says study, study. Don't read Bible, study. See, remember, we just read verse 44, John chapter 6. He said, no man can come to Jesus. No, before then, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. He said, come to me. Jesus said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, come to me. That's a general call. But in John chapter 6, verse 44, he said, no man can come to me except the Father who sent me draw you. So although Jesus said, come to me, you can't come to him unless the Father draw you. Now in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, he said, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Then in verse 29, let's screen it for us. I want you to catch where I'm going. My brother and every other person that argues this simple thing. For whom he did foreknow, foreknowledge, he also did predestinate. Your end was determined before you were born. Whether you go to heaven or you go to hell, it has been foreknown by God. Because he knows a million years from today. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew that you would be sitting down here today arguing this simple justification doctrine. The next verse, he said, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. He predestinated us, the destiny of a Christian, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he, Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now watch verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, through his foreknowledge, he has determined those who will be with him and live eternally. He said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, he said, them he also called. So before God will call you to Christ, you have already, through his foreknowledge, been predestinated to be saved. Oh yeah, let's go back to the scripture. He said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, if he's the one that called you, nobody say you carry your leg, go join church. And whom he called, them he also justified. And they are the only ones that he will open their eyes to see the true doctrine of justification so that your sins can be remitted. The rest, he will blind in them. Then, and whom he justified, they are those that he glorified by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they asked Jesus Christ, in that same Matthew chapter 13, he'll be speaking to people in parables. Why didn't he just go and say, go and baptize in my name? He said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. He did it to confuse the tares. Every father knows his father's name. Every son knows his father's name. Every human being, you know who bore you. Amen. They asked, why are you always speaking to them in parable? Jesus said we speak parable in his congregation, in his crusade. Then when they are alone with his disciple, he will tell them the meaning of the parable. But he did not tell the crowd the parable. So everybody will go with their interpretation. But the disciples with him, he will begin to tell them the meaning. He said, why do you do this? Jesus Christ looked at them and said, unto you, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. But to them who are outside the fold, it is not given so that they will see, but they will never understand. Name of Father. Name of Father. You are saying Father, Father, Father. Another person will hear it only once. And the eyes of understanding, bah, will just open. Bah, say, ah! The day I saw it, somebody from Baptist visited me some time ago. And I was trying to teach him what I was. He said, I've been baptized in the name of Jesus. I said, no, Baptist. Okay. He said, yes. I said, how did it happen? He said, after he was baptized, after his baptismal school, one day he was reading the Bible and he came across Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
He discovered that baptism was in the name of Jesus. He searched the whole Bible. He didn't see Father, Son, Holy Ghost again. He came back. All the disciples baptized in the name of Jesus. There's only one scripture, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Matthew 28, verse 19, is commandment. The obedience is what you see us doing, including the apostles. I say he went back to his pastor, say, please, rebaptize me. The pastor was angry. He said, I want you to baptize me like Peter baptized. Hey, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Is you there not for me? I don't finish. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the